Well, good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is Wednesday. It is the 15th of April, and it is 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Normally, I do the weather, but since we're quarantined, I haven't wanted to use that time because we have so much show. We've been having so much show, and I want to make sure everyone gets heard and everybody has their good amount of time. So, but I just always say this, if no matter what's going on, no matter what the temperature's like, no matter if it's raining or not, no matter what's going on, God is still in control. And I want you to keep that and walk in faith in that. Stay in your home with that faith and know that God is in control. Let's see. Today we have Joanna Beck. She's joining us, Minister Joanna Beck. She's going to be joining us from Joanna Beck Ministries. And we're going to talk about just whatever God is laying on our hearts to just share with you guys and just impart into you and just really just kind of just let him have his way. We're going to be talking. And also we have comedian Gina G's going to be joining us. You know, she's always coming with me. That's my co-host, my BFF, my girl. Also, we have Jeffrey Hill. He's going to be joining us with his wife, Miss Hill. They're going to be talking about finances. And, you know, of course, he's a financial consultant with his segment, Financial Five. And then we have joining us Real Talk Kim. She's going to be joining us. She's got a brand new book out. So we're going to be talking about that. So we really have a really big show. And so I'm glad. Tune in. Tell your friends. Tell everybody that Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is live right now, and they don't want to miss not 1 minute. Okay. Okay. So listen, I want to go ahead and take a minute with our sponsor, and then we'll be back with Ministerial Moment. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right. So in my ministerial moment, I want to talk about, you know, we've heard this saying before, while you wait. What are you doing while you're waiting? We're not just talking about the quarantine, but waiting on God. Some of us have gotten the message from God. We got our instructions. We're, you know, studying ourselves, approved. We're seeking after him to get stronger in our faith. And he's showing us visions and giving us all kinds of signs that he's with us and dreams and things like that. And so we're excited about all those things. And, you know, he says he's with us and things like that. But I want to talk to those that stumble across when that kind of runs out. I know you're saying, how does that run out? I don't mean literally, but I mean when you're challenged, when your faith is challenged right there in the midst. So you had the quarantine situation. You got a hook on God. You grab hold of him. You ran to him. You feel safe. And then, you know, money start running out or food start running low or, you know, people in your household is arguing and fighting or testing your patience and things like that. Because we are in I call it an incubator. What I mean by incubator is that God is grooming you right now. He's maturing you right now. And every part of you is being developed in the incubator. And when you come out, you'll be full, you know, with your parts and you'll be able to apply these things that God has extended you or equipped you with or matured you in. And so I call this an incubator. That's what he gave me. However, in this wait, you're at this point now, like, okay, Lord, I'm being tested. I mean, you might even feel like giving up. I just want to remind you of people like Elijah, when he had the anointing of God and he fought up against, you know, Jezebel and went up against her and all of the army and everything, and he won the battle and all of it, the false prophets and all of that, and he saw God move, and then there it was that, you know, he was sitting there wanting to die, wanted to give up. He didn't have anything, but God was still with him. And the question is, do you believe that God is with you? Why are you in that place? I want you to just know that it's time for you to just mature. These are tests. I think about the Israelites when they were with Moses and Aaron, and they grumbled about the fact that if they was still over in Egypt, that they would eat the meat that they wanted, and that they would, have all the bread that they wanted, all the food. They would be sitting around, and you know, the way they described was like, we wouldn't have any worries. We would eat everything we wanted and whenever we wanted, but you brought us all here that we would die. And so Aaron and Moses made sure that they understood that their grumbling wasn't towards them, but it was towards the Lord. And I remember reading how the Lord said that, gave them instructions, but he told Moses that, he was testing them, and that, he was testing them, and that he wanted to see, or wanted them to follow his instructions. So I want to ask you and challenge you today to find out what your instructions are. Maybe there's an area, where if you're starting to worry, or if you're becoming anxious, and things are just not happening the way you want them to, or the way you expected them to. I want you to just ask God, where is that in your heart? Allow Holy Spirit to reveal that to you. And at that time, follow his instructions, be obedient to a T, because he will supply every need. He will supply for you. He gave them mammon from the heavens every morning. They didn't have to take any more, any less. Some of them that doubted, they kept and, hoarded it for the next day, and it turned into maggots, and it spoiled, and they didn't have it, what they caught from yesterday. Some of us, God has ministered to me that we're a spoiled generation. We want everything when we want it, how we want it. We don't want to, I want to challenge your subconscious mind to what is present right now. You don't have to think that times are like they were before. If there was any trauma about you not having food when you were growing up, or, maybe you were afraid because you were a divorced person, single parent or whatever, and raising your children, and you were struggling financially, you didn't know where the next meal was coming. I want you to replace those thoughts that you gravitate to when something like this happens, and replace it with the fact that God has never left you. He has never forsaken you. He is always with you every time you needed him. Whenever he was on time, he supplies for your need. There's miracles that he wants you to experience to this day. There is signs that he wants you to experience to this day. There are things that he wants you to experience and see him move supernaturally in your life, and he wants to mature you in that. So it's not about going backwards to what you experienced, but hold on to what you're expecting to experience now. And when it doesn't happen to your limited understanding, doesn't mean that God is not with you, or that he's forsaken you, or you did something wrong. It's not time for condemnation. It's still time to praise him. Let him show you what you do have. I remember when I was growing up, I think my mother went grocery shopping once a month. And if I was, and I would always eat up everything. I mean, I just did. It was just exciting. You all of a sudden you just got a refrigerator full of food, ice cream and this and that, and all your junk and your favorites and all that stuff. And I would just eat stuff just to be eating. Oh, I have grapes, and then I'll have ice cream, and then I'll have a hot dog, and it was just ridiculous. I mean, but I was young, and that's what we did. However, I believe that, as we get older, we have to understand that when we're waiting on God, he's still moving. He will show you. So when at the end of the month, before it was time for us to go grocery shopping, whatever was in there, I got creative. And we always had food. So it was never that we never had food. It was just that once all of the great things were gone that I done ate up, then now it's time for me to get creative. So I would make eggs and cheese with hot dog choppings and put onions in there and make me an omelet, a hot dog omelet. Or I would, you know, put, if I didn't have any more hot dog buns, and really we didn't even never buy hot dog buns. I would use bread. My son eats hot dog buns. We didn't have hot dog buns when I was growing up. But anyway, I just say all that to say that God wants to show you, just like the lady with the oil, that you have more than enough. And when there is a need, he will supply. This is the faith to where we are dying of our flesh, our own understanding. He reminded me that all of the disciples, all of the apostles, all of them that followed Jesus, they left everything. The disciples, the 12 of them, they left everything. They left their family. They didn't know where they was going to live. They didn't know where they was going to eat. Could we do that in this generation? Could we do that? This is with Jesus. Jesus didn't even know where he was going to lay his head. Could we do that in this generation? I just want to challenge you with that. How far would you go to lose your life that you would gain eternity? How far would you go? Because with eternity, there is so much supernatural blessings awaiting for you. There are so many supernatural miracles waiting for you. There's so many visions and dreams and angelic hosts and everything kingdom that he wants to show you. So I just want to challenge you with that. Just, you know, don't cut my head off. just think about it for a second. Just think about it. Is it time for you to cross over? Is it time for you to cross over into the promised land and stop holding back on and looking backwards to what was and what you experienced? But isn't it time to expect something, imagine something even greater from our Father? I just want you to think about that. This has been Ministerial Moment, and this is the segment is up. And now we're going to get ready for Joanna Beck, my girl, my sister. What's up, Joanna Beck? Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, sister. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. So you are a part of and are the founder of, as God has led you, Joanna Beck Ministries. Tell us about that.
Our mission and mandate here at Joanna Beck Ministries is just that we want people to come alive in Christ. We want to disciple, and we want to it's deliverance, healing, wholeness, just pulling you out of the grips of hell and just training you up to live the life that God has created you to live in the times that we are living in right now.
Oh, that is awesome. I love that. And we met at the World Women's Wholeness Summit. And we were co-hosts there in Cary, North Carolina with Dr. Barbara and Lo and her husband, Tim, and so many other extraordinary women of God. And I can't name them all. Last week we had Lisa, we had Miss Fields on. She was on, Linda Fields. She was on with us. And so many others are going to be joining us, Shannon and so many others. But we had so many extraordinary women. And you and I had forged a bond just through the anointing of God. I just felt like, I just want to talk about how God works for a second in a meeting such as that. When I saw you, I didn't know anything about, I don't think a lot of us knew each other. I don't think we had ever, I know, have you been around anybody before?
No, I had never met anyone there before.
Yeah, just and so, online. You know, just online. And so when we had joined together, I think we were the first on Friday, then we were Saturday and Sunday. And although you and I had some kind of, to me, it was really spiritual. It was really spiritual. And mm-hmm. I think I was really trying to figure out what it was because I really didn't know. And I was just like, I know we were busy and Dr. Barbara had us, you know, we were everywhere. We was meeting people at the same time and minister. And it was just a roller coaster of emotions. So it was like, I didn't know if it was me, if it was God. I just know that I kept looking at you. I just kept looking at you, and I was wondering what it was that God wanted me to see. But I didn't really, you know, it's just kind of hard to kind of sit in that because, like I said, we were moving and ministering and things like that. But what was your take? Did you feel like it was something that God was doing between you and I?
Oh, absolutely. I think we were very much attracted to each other's anointing that we each carry, because we each carry a very different anointing, but the same anointing at the same time. And I think we were very much attracted to that.
Yeah, it was really, really exciting. And I just remember when once we were able to sit down and you were hearing me share my testimony and minister to people, and then I was able to hear yours, it was just really exciting. I think that was just like, oh my God, it was just something about that moment that you and I had just kind of grabbed onto each other in that way. And I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm excited because you had told me about a minister and I started listening to him. So I'm following him now. And I'm hoping that we can lift this up before they're, and I don't know if we'll be able to do things like that, but I know that they have an annual conference. And I really I really wanted to go to it, Pastor Michael,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I want you out here in come visit me in Tulsa and we'll go worship the Lord together.
I know. I'm looking forward to that. So what do you believe God is saying right now during COVID-19?
So God gave me a vision. Do you mind that I share?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So God gave me a vision of a Greyhound bus traveling all over the United States. And it stopped in the vision that he gave me. It stopped in New York. Everyone got off of the bus. Now, it was a bunch of believers on the bus. Everyone had their handbags and their Bibles. And when it stopped, everyone got off of the bus and grabbed all of their belongings, but left their Bibles on the bus.
Mm.
And the doors to the bus closed, and everyone was gathered around talking, and then all of a sudden they looked down and they realized that they didn't have their Bibles. So they turned around and were trying to get their Bibles back off the bus, but the bus doors would not open and the bus pulled away.
Wow.
So with that vision, yeah, it was a powerful, powerful time with the Lord when he showed me that. What I believe that he was saying in that for everything that's going on, and is that we need to hear the word, read the word, study the word, memorize the word, meditate and confess the word, because that is what is most important to us. The people that got off the bus took what they thought was most important to them, their valuable things. But what is most valuable to us right now in this season is the word of God. Because if God's word says it, then that settles it. Your personal belongings will not get you through this season. Only by the word of God will we get through this season right now. And I just believe that we all need to realize that we belong to a different family. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are part of a different family. So we need to raise our standard of living, not raise it to where we have more material things that we're going to carry with us. Raise it that we are raising the word of God in this season so that it is true and that we hold him to it, that what he says, it is settled.
I absolutely am in agreement with that. I had did a interview the other day on this guy's Ray. His name is Ray. His show, and the thing that God was, you know, ministering to the people and to myself even is that in this quarantine that we're in, which I, you know, God has referenced it as an incubator for those that have an ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, is that you know, nothing even matters at this point. You know, your financial income, your ethnicity, your background, your education, none of that at this time where we are does not matter. And this should be an awakening to so many people to take it back to the original intent that God intended for us.
Yeah.
Who are we? What is the original? You created me for what? Who am I really? Before I added this on, before I listened to, you know, generational, but my mother was a doctor, my father was a doctor, now I'm a doctor. And you don't even want to be a doctor, but you could be a healer. You could be used to heal. God can use you to have the anointing of healing, but you might not be a doctor. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things. It's like, who are we? What is the original intent of our identity? We have gotten so many things and placed it in what we've seen, what we've been pressured into, what we feel would be make us acceptable. And we're more concerned about being accepted by people. Like you were saying, we're not even of this world. We're in it, But we're not of this. We are visitors. We are here on a mission, on an assignment. But we got so concerned about what will fit into this world, you know, or I want to be accepted by this world. And we study the world through social media, you know, ways to market and brand and all of this stuff. But we don't study God. We don't study what is the acceptance of the kingdom. We don't understand how the kingdom is operating. We don't understand what the angelic host's jobs are. We don't understand how the Holy Spirit is moving. We're supposed to live and move and have our being by the Spirit, but yet we're moving and quenching the Spirit, the presence of his, of God, and we're not being led. And then when things don't go right, then we still dig deeper and deeper and trying to figure out how to fix it, how to work it out, instead of trusting in the Lord with all thy heart and leaning not onto our limited understanding, but acknowledging him in everything that he will direct our path. He will direct our path. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. He will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. So I'm in such an agreement with that. And I hope that it blesses people. So even after sharing your vision and me sharing and really in agreement with that and what God has spoken to me, what would you suggest that people do at this point? This is where they are. Where would God? I know the only place I know to lead you to is God. But is there any practical wisdom that we can give them at this time that maybe like, well, I don't know how to do that. I'm so far in. I don't know how to come out. I don't know. I mean, what's going to happen to this? I started this and what's going to happen with that? What if I have to give up this? And I don't know if I can give up that. You know, how do you explain this to people?
Well, the only way that we're able to avoid deception is by the word of God. That is the simplest answer that I could possibly give anyone right now. The only way that you are going to keep your mind straight on what needs to take place and what is taking place around you is to be in the Word of God, is to spend time with him, is to worship, is to pray. I just got, while you were talking, he gave me Mark 4, 7-9. Other seed of the same kind fell along thorn plants, and thistles grew and pressed together and utterly choked and suffocated it and yielded no grain. That is you in the midst of the world without God. And another seed of the same kind fell into good, well-adapted soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing, and yielded up to 30 times as much and 60 times as much, and even 100 times as much as had been sown. And he said, he who has ears, hear, and let him be hearing, and let him consider and comprehend. That is you planting your seed and faith in the word of God, and he will prosper you in this season amongst everyone else who is getting drowned out and not heard and think that they're lost in the midst of all this right now. If you sow your seed into God's word, if your seed is your time into God's word, you will reap a mighty harvest right now.
It's when you said time, that was exactly was at the same time. It was like time. And you said it. It's so amazing. As soon as you said time, it at the same time, it dropped in my spirit time. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, I hope that this has encouraged you. You can expect so many amazing things from Joanna Beck Ministries. I'm believing for this podcast to pop and be a tremendous blessing to the world. So many things she has going on and coming up that God is opening opportunities for this ministry. And I'm so excited about it for you. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
All the social media outlets are Joanna Beck Ministry. And then again, I have joannabeck.com.
I love you, sister.
I love you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on here. I honor you and I cherish you so much, sis.
Oh, same to you, girl. I cannot wait to see you, hug you, and see your face and all of that. I just look so forward to it. I mean, she's such a powerhouse, you guys, but she gets silly too. And that's the part that is, it's like well balanced. It's the power, the anointing, and then it's the fun and the joy all in one vessel. I love it, love it, love it. But she's definitely about her father's business, and she do not play with that. All right. Well, I love you so much. Stay strong and all of that. And just may God be with you. I want you to do a radio drop for me. If you can go ahead and have my producer, Doug, he's going to take a radio drop from you. Do you mind?
No, that's perfectly fine, sis.
All right. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye, honey.
All right. Gina G. Gina G on the scene. Where's my Gina G on the scene? Where's she at? That's what Dougie Fresh said. Gina Jean on the scene. Hey, Gina G, did you see? I sent you Dougie Fresh was live, girl.
Oh, my God, I did not see. Now, let me tell you something. Now, if I would have known Dougie Fresh was live, come on now, I would have went live with him.
I sent it to you twice. He was live.
What?
Yeah, he was doing his thing with his swag. You know how he moves, girl. He got, help me.
we know oh so well. We know oh so well how he moves.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I got a thing for some Dougie Fresh now. I don't know. It's just, he's so sweet. He's so suave with his moves.
He's such a nice guy, and he
really is just a humble guy, period. He's humble, he's cool, and he just don't look a day over nothing. I don't even know how old he is, because he looked like yesterday.
Yep. He do look like he just got here yesterday with that beautiful skin. But Dougie Fresh, that was an experience. I can't wait till we can do festivals and stuff like that again. I cannot wait for the Lord to just open up. It's going to be so much going on. It's just going to be over flooded, people. Just wait. Just stay patient and wait on the Lord. I'm telling you, it's going to be so much stuff going on. We ain't even going to know what to do.
We're going to be looking all over the place like this, that, both, three, all at once. Okay.
I'll go to all of them.
Listen, Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. I say, Gina G is here with me, and she got the Trinity for you and me. Come on, get it. Yeah.
Girl, you added some more words.
Girl, no.
Okay, let me get it. I'm sorry, y'all. She added some more words now. She snuck that on me. I ain't know she was going to remix me like that. Okay. Let's get straight to the business, people, because I only got a little tea we're in quarantine. We're quarantined. So the world ain't doing nothing. The world ain't doing nothing. Okay. Oh, the only thing the world is doing, we got good husbands out here. There is a video of Swiss Beatz, who is Alicia Keys' husband, taking off her acrylic nails, girl. Let me tell you something. If this quarantine ain't brought your marriage together, then it's tearing it apart, because it's only two ways. So either he is helping you take your nails off your hands, or he is taking the nails off the dough so he can walk out with it, okay? Huge going on in the quarantine, but I got a little bit of tea. I'm going to spill it. Also, you guys know, if you don't know, now you know, that Obama has endorsed for President Joe Biden. You guys, I'm so excited about this, because it's something that everybody was waiting on. Everybody was like, well, is he going to endorse him or is he not going to endorse him? And we don't know. All I'm saying is, y'all better get ready. I feel so good, because I'm so excited for 2021 and the rest of 2020, even though we're going to be in the house, but I'm still excited for it. Also, I want to let you guys know that the Essence Festival has been canceled this year. 2020 Essence Festival in New Orleans has been canceled. It says they put a statement out to look forward to the festival in New Orleans in 2021. So I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, while y'all in the house and y'all quarantined, you need to be working out. Because when we are able to go outside, you want to be ready. to go outside. Do y'all understand me? You don't want to be in the mix. Don't come here 2021 and we got the essence festival and you telling me you got to do a cleanse and you got to work out 3 weeks. You got all this quarantine time, so get it together. There's a lot of stuff going on, excuse me, in entertainment news with celebrities, you guys. A lot of gossip. A lot of stuff is still going on because, like I said, people are at home and don't have nothing to do. So you got OG Genesis, who is a rapper, getting into it with Keisha Cole's sister. But, you know, it's just a lot of drama. You guys can go on social media because I'm sure you're on social media probably right now listening and watching. But some good news that we have, you guys, that I do want to go ahead and congratulate Ciara and Russell Wilson, you guys. They just did a gender reveal, and they are having a little boy.
So oh, they Ciara, having a baby. I didn't even know
they
that.
Having a baby. Girl, let me tell you something. Ciara just popped out, just popped on the scene with a belly.
I didn't even know.
Wait a minute. But they look so cute, people, and they are so happy. And I'm telling you, I mean, I know that the internet gives you the best of people's lives and things like that, but what it also does is it shows you what's really going on, and you can tell what's real and what's not so real. But their love is just, it is just ridiculous, and he is the type of man that I guess everybody is praying for. But I'm glad I got mine, okay? I prayed early and planted my seed early, so I got mine. But, ladies, it's going down. Get you a man during this quarantine. Warm him up now while you're in quarantine that you can get to know him, you know, his mind and his spirit. And then check up on him. You know, you can finally meet him when you get about it.
I love it. I love it. That was good.
That is all the tea, baby. It ain't nothing going on with everybody in the house. Doing
that was good, though. That was a lot. I didn't even know about the Ciara thing. That was Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. She got the Trinity. Here with me, Gina G.
Wait,
you and
sister,
me.
Sister, I got to tell you really quick because I want to see if you did the same thing. Hold on, just quick. I'm talking about 2 seconds. Now, there's an Indiana man who was expecting his stimulus check, okay? So he went to the bank to take out a couple of dollars from his stimulus check. Girl, he looked at his bank account, and that bank account said $8 million.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, a retired fireman in Chicago. I'm telling y'all, y'all better check y'all bank receipts. I mean, you know they took the money back, but I'm just saying, it would have been nice to do some flips before I take the money back. Get your stimulus checks, people. Wait on them. They come, and they sent them out as early as last week, so people are starting to receive their dollars. So check your account, you guys.
Yeah, mine is still not, it's not there.
Yeah, mine's still empty, too. Mine's still on zero.
It's still not there. All right. Well, this was so good. We're going to take a commercial break. And then we got Jeffrey Hill and his wife. They're going to be doing their financial five in 5 seconds. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
This is Portia Hoover.
So what we're going to do is we're going to say at the very end, now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
What's up, guys? This is Portia Hoover. I will be on Dr. Gina's Radio. No, I don't want to say that. I'm start over.
Starting in now.
What's up, guys? This is Portia Hoover. I just got through chopping it up with the amazing Dr. Gina. Do I need to say that? I'm sorry. I know. I'll say, this is Portia Hoover. I just joined the family. I just joined Dr.
Gina. Right, the Gina family.
Gina family, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio. Okay.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it now.
What's up, guys? This is Portia Hoover. I just joined the family of Dr. Gina's Radio, and you are listening to Gina Radio's Chat.
Pretty close.
Let me write it down.
Even I'm getting confused, so...
Wait, so is it Gina Radio Chat, right?
Gina's, Dr. Gina's.
Dr. Gina's, okay.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, guys, this is Portia Hoover. I just joined the family with Dr. Gina, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Lord bless her heart. Bless Portia Hoover's heart. That's our girl. She's part of the team now.
Yes, she is. And she got it.
Yes, she finally got it. All right, Jeffrey Hill and wife, Miss Hill, let's talk about what's Financial Five. We got five.
Good people. This is Jeffrey Hill, CEO of Hill Financial Group with...
Jonna Hill. Hello.
Hi there.
We do a segment called The Financial Five. I am the owner of Hill Financial Group, a wealth accumulation firm. And, guys, let me jump right into it. There's a lot of stuff going on with the CARES Act. I heard you guys talking about the stimulus. Well, I want to talk to the business owners real quick, okay? If you guys have not taken advantage of the CARES Act, I need you to do so immediately because this stuff is going to be on a first-come, first-served basis or when they run out of money. Now, will they print more? Sure. Maybe they will, but you want to go ahead and put yourself in position, right? So if you haven't went to SBA.gov, do that. A lot of you are going to be, you might as well go ahead and call your bank. Whoever you have your banking relationships with, go ahead and call them and let them walk through the forms because there's a lot of money that the government has made available to business owners to the tune of, good gosh, $350 billion in this first wave for small businesses. Now, a small business is somebody who has 500 employees or less, okay? And there's a lot of people who qualify. Even if you think, hey, listen, I'm just a photographer, I don't have a business, you do, okay? I have a really good friend of mine who he incorporated his business, he's an LLC as a photographer. And because he cannot travel and go out and do photography, he was paying into unemployment. He laid himself off from his own company, and now he's able to collect unemployment, okay? So I'm not saying it's just necessarily the easiest thing, especially if you don't have your records in order, but it's worth you guys taking a look to see if you qualify. You can get an additional $600 per week on your paycheck for the unemployment stimulus. Oh, my good gosh, there is loans up to $10 million. And the good thing about some of this stuff, it doesn't have to be paid back. Okay, so imagine being able to get, I don't know, let's just say $10,000 at a minimum, and the government is not asking it back. They're not going to tax you for it. They're just giving it to you as a stimulus because they want you to keep your businesses open. They want you to keep your employees employed. And some of the stuff, there's a lot of formulas in there, but they want you to keep your employees on to at least June. If you guys remember what happened the last recession, a lot of these businesses fired a lot of their employees because they couldn't afford to keep them, and then they paid themselves these large bonuses. Well, they're preventing that kind of stuff from happening at least in the early stages. Can you still get let go after June? You can, but as of right now, business owners, go type in CARES Act and look it up, or you can reach out to me, and I can give you some resources that will help you out, but one of the most important things is call your banker and let them know you want to schedule an appointment, whether it's virtually or in person, because you guys want to go ahead and get yourself in line with what's going on. So I don't have the time to go into a lot of the formulas and a lot of the nuances of the CARES Act because it's 880-plus pages long. But I can give you enough information in about 30 minutes or so that's going to put you in position and say, let me go ahead and qualify, okay? So I wanted to keep that simple and let you guys know. For the people who are getting the stimulus check, please do not go buy a TV because some of you guys are getting your stimulus check and your tax check, so you just won the lottery. Do not do that. Let this COVID-19 be a wake-up call because all it did is expose where you have errors in your financial planning right now. So if you lost money or if you didn't have enough rainy day money saved up and you got exposed, now you got money to say, all right, let me go ahead and start planning adequately for the future. So we don't want you guys to be in a bad situation at Hill Financial Group. That's why we like to give you ideas, strategies, and concepts to keep yourself safe, liquid, and productive. And it doesn't cost you anything to reach out and have a conversation. So if you guys need any help, call me or email me. My email address is jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com. That is jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com. Or you can text me at 501-291-0708, 501-291-0708. And, of course, I'm on social media. So if you Google me 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to find me, HFG Inc. on Instagram or The Hill Financial Group on Facebook.
I love it. Thank you so much, Jeff. We appreciate you every single time. You're going to get a break because you've been on every week. But unless something really happens that's going to change, we'll be calling you because you have such informative information. Please follow him. Thank you so much for you bringing on your wife, your brand new bride. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you so much. I've heard Dr. G, so it's finally good and a great opportunity to get to meet to talk to you.
We look forward to working with you also. Thank you for your contribution to both of you. We appreciate it. It blesses the world. Thank you so much. Jeff, I will be in touch. God bless you. Go and follow Jeffrey Hill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. Well, now we're going to move on. We're going to shift gears. We needed to know that about our money, especially the warning for every person in our country to be careful about spending the money because it is, you know, only a little bit. It's not a whole lot. It might be a lot to some, but even if it is a lot to you, please try to preserve it as much as possible and just really pray about it. And just, again, going all the way to the beginning of the show where Joanna Beck and I were talking about just what God is looking for from us to spend more time with him, get direction and things like that. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's really the sum of it all. And, you know, just see what's going on out here and just know that, you know, you want something different. Don't compare yourself to social media. I know that Gina G was talking about social media stuff on earlier today. But now we're going to shift gears because we got Pastor Real Talk Kim joining us. Welcome, Pastor Real Talk Kim.
Hello. How are you doing?
We are fine. Thank you for joining.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I'm so glad to be with y'all.
We're glad to have you, Pastor Kim.
Yes.
Listen, we're all over the world. We got over 1 million listeners worldwide. And for you guys that don't know Real Talk Kim, you should, because she has been going strong. God has had her on every capacity of internet.
It's crazy.
You were sitting in your car ministering
to
people.
Girl.
I remember that. I remember when you got chosen to be one of the pastors in Atlanta, and you were just so amazing on there and representing fully. I mean, never changing the tutu. I remember all of that. So you guys, you need to go and Google Pastor Real Talk Kim or just Real Talk Kim, and she's going to pop up all over. We just appreciate you being here, and you have a new book called Shut Hell Up. When the enemy brings up your past, remind him of your future. Talk about it, Real Talk Kim. What is this?
Man, you know what, y'all? I never dreamed in a million years that this book was going to come out during Corona Rona. You know, when we would be stressing out, freaking out, all this uncertainty. Who would have ever thought in a million years that we would be quarantined in our houses in 2020? But God did. And this book is, man, it is enlightenment. It is letting you know that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. And nothing in your life is going to change until you get to that place where basically you have a Holy Ghost, oh, hell no moment, where you finally just say, no, devil, you've been messing with me. I've been a whole trick for you, and I'm taking back my peace. I'm taking back my joy. I'm taking back my sanity. I'm taking back my money. I'm taking back my health, my sleep. Listen, until you get to that place where you really know who you are in God, you will stay stuck. But the minute you realize that God is on the inside of you, and he's got a comeback story that's going to blow your mind the minute you start moving your big old leg. Get it up and start moving.
Come on now. I love
it. Yes, and that's what this book will tell you, man.
Yeah. I love it. So for you and I just want to show how you and I connect, because I don't know if you know. We're both authors with charisma at this time. So I've written two books, and then, you know, and I've been with them for a while, and I do a podcast and do a devotional with them and Spirit Led Woman. So that's our connection there. But then the most recent connection is the World Women's Wholeness Summit with Dr. Barbara Lowe. I was one of those.
Oh my goodness. I love it. I didn't know that, but now I do. You are a boss chick. I love me some boss chicks.
I love this so much, because it was so it was such a surprise, a special surprise to me, because I book artists on this show with charisma authors, and so when I got the email that, hey, do you have space for Real Talk Kim on this date, and I was like, book her, let's go. She's got a new book out. This is so great. So it's
Man,
just how
I'm
God
so
works.
Honored.
It's just how God works, Real Talk Kim.
I mean,
it's just real. Yeah. It's just how he works.
Yeah.
So,
and he is a limitless God, girl.
You and your mom, you know, you guys do this Instagram live thing, and it's just the cutest, powerful, all of that. it's just a bubble of joy. So cute.
You know, if it wouldn't have been for Corona, though, and this is what I keep telling people, and my book, Shut Hell Up, this is what it's talking about. It's being open in every season. I would have never been doing this with my mother if it wouldn't have been for Corona. We would have never started this little 6 o'clock communion and prayer, little old mama and me. And what a diversity it is. It's because, you know, she comes with this, all this wisdom, and I'm like, wow! So it's just, you know, like a good balance. And I would have never done that if it wouldn't have been for Corona. So in this season, you got to look for areas that God's opening for you, and you got to step into them in this season.
I love it because it's like you're getting an opportunity to hear what God has placed inside of her each and every time you guys do this. And it's like by you traveling and things like that, it's like this is such an opportune time. And I would just even jump on what you just said. Take advantage of these moments to talk to your kids, your spouses, and all of that, because you don't know what God has been ministering to them. If you've been busy working and it's just you come together and you go to church and you pray over dinner and this and that, and that's about it, then you go to bed. Yeah. You really don't get a chance to hear the substance that God has placed inside of each person. So I love that you guys are displaying that in front of everyone. And I love how you guys take the time and answer questions. It's such a dynamic duel for this season. I love it. I love it. I love it. I also
I wanted
to tell everybody, because if you did not check out the World Women's Wholeness Summit, 3wsummit.com, go on there. Again, Dr. Barbara Lowe and Tim Lowe, they put this extraordinary summit together. You got the time, and I want everybody to know really where all of your fire comes from and all of the wisdom that God has given you, because you too have come from a past. You have been broken. You've had some disappointments and things like that. I don't know how far you want to go, but can you take a moment to just kind of just relate to someone that's listening that maybe never heard that part of you, but they see you so fire and stuff, and they just like, I will never be like that. Can you please just talk to that person?
Yeah, you know, I believe truly, sis, that God uses people with the worst past to create the best futures. And I was this preacher's kid, raised in a religion, United Pentecostal, which I'm thankful for the heritage. But man, this religion had me believing that any mistake that I ever made in my life, I was on the clearance rack. There was no hope for me. And at about 18 years old, man, I decided I was always the one that was going to break the rebel. You know, I was, what if you told me I couldn't do it, I was going to do it. And I ended up going through a divorce after 17 years of marriage. And man, this religion told me that I was going to hell on a slip and slide. I had been so honored to be on platforms singing with Pastor Rod Parsley and all of these people. And when I found myself at this place of walking through a divorce, I literally thought there's no way that God will ever use me. And women preachers anyway was already not a big, you know, it wasn't very popular. And man, when I tell you, girl, I went through that season and God just started dealing with me in the process of walking through that divorce in 2006. I started realizing that I had a part to play in my healing. And if I was sick of being depressed, if I was sick of being angry, if I was sick of being broken, if I was sick of living in my past and caring what people thought about me instead of what God knows about me, then I had to do something to change the history, the dynamic. Wow. I had to break the generational curse off of me so my sons didn't have to walk through it. And so I went on a journey, man. I told God I would give him a year. Had to go get a J-O-B at Bloomingdale's, making $9 an hour. I was humiliated. I lost my Mercedes, lost my $500,000 house. Had to move back in with my mother and my father at 36 years old with two kids. And, man, I was just devastated because pride and just proving myself was so huge in my whole life. Just to prove, you know, that I was a woman, and it was a man's world in the religion that I was raised in. And man, I found myself in that season. I never dreamed in a million years when you hit rock bottom, you find out who the rock is at the bottom, which is Jesus. When everybody else walks out on you, people you thought would be your ride or dies, people that would ride in that limo and that Mercedes with you as long as you had gas, but the minute you lost everything because of something that happens in your life, God begins to reveal who you really are. And in that season, girl, God just did something to me. I gave him a year. He took five. And in those 5 years, I would just drive to, I finally got another job at Bloomingdale's when I was 38. And I would drive to Lenox every day and drive home. And I just started praying for a hunger, for God to give me a hunger to know him more. And I just started putting preaching CDs on, and I would have revival in my car. I was watching depression fall off of me. I was watching as I would put makeup on people. They became my ministry. I went from hating people to loving little 45-minute sessions with people putting makeup on them. Didn't no more know what I was doing because my eyebrows are not on fleek to this moment. But God used the storm that I created. Yes, he used the storm that I created just to get me prepared for this day right here. 36 years old, I thought my life was over. At 40 years old is when he let me go full-time ministry because of video of me sitting in my car. When it was broke down on the side of the road, I decided to do a video, and it went viral.
But are you serious?
Yes, girl. That's how God opened the windows of heaven over my life. I was broke down on 75. And I did a video, and that thing went viral. Wow. And I remember looking at all the videos underneath. Why is Shaway's in her car? Because I just started doing videos every day. I was very consistent.
And I know. I just want you doing videos in your car, but to hear the testimony behind that, oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. It was that broke down car, girl. It sure was.
Well, I know Gina G, comedian Gina G, my co-host, has a question, but I just want to ask you this first while we're just on this subject. You gave him a year, he took five, but then he was moving, you were doing ministry the way he wanted you to, training you, purging you, cleansing you, all at the same time, all at the right time. But what would you talk to the people that may be feeling like, especially with social media, because you done went from the car to you're everywhere on social media, you even got a talk show now on Facebook, right? It's on Facebook?
Yeah, on Fox, actually Fox. Fox Soul.
Well, you got a talk show now. It's from the car to the cell phone to talk show. So you done went
Come
from
on,
that
to girl.
But so many people now are looking and judging themselves and rating themselves by numbers on social media. Can you please minister to that person that may be looking at that as acceptance instead of focusing and keeping their eyes on God and knowing that that may not be their, I mean, whatever, you go first. You tell me what you think.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Anybody listening to me right now, God does not use the qualified. He qualifies the ones that will be obedient, the ones that he knows will not be moved by those numbers. I literally started, I mean, y'all, 6 years ago, I'm still sitting in my car. I'm still at my mother and father's 6 years ago. God can do it in 24 hours. He can shift your whole life just because of your consistency. If you are moved by numbers, you could very well see the enemy can't take you out. So he tries to wear you out by looking at it ain't never going to take off. I had the greatest revelation from the Lord this morning. I put up a post, and that post didn't get one like. I guess I'm not called after all. And the enemy will wear you out.
That.
He will. He will wear you out, girl, and he will literally have you taking that post down and you going back and just giving up your whole purpose, because the enemy knows, listen, thieves don't rob empty vaults. The enemy knows that if you ever find out who you really are, that you are going to be a force to be reckoned with. You can go from zero likes to a million likes in 24 hours with God. He's saying, can I trust you with the little? If I could trust you to be consistent, I would do videos every single day in my car. I would get up out of my bed, put my makeup on, go out and sit in a parking lot, even if I had nowhere to go. Every single day consistent. I would get 2 likes. Then I would get 100 likes. Then I'd go back to 4 likes. I did it every day. I never looked at the likes. I just said, God, I know that if you can trust me with a little, you can trust me with more. And I did it for almost a year, beating the pavement, wanting to quit Bloomingdale's. And God kept saying, you can't quit. You ain't ready yet. Your character can't keep up with what I'm about to do in your life. Your character can't keep up with your purpose. Keep doing it, Kim. And listen to me. One day, you're going to wake up. You cannot give up right now. Do not get weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Here's the key. Due season is not on the calendar. Due season, you wake up one day and poof, there it is. Why? Because you didn't get weary. Because you kept being faithful. If one person gets off of that bridge from committing suicide because something on the inside of you, because you made it through something, and when you deliver the word, the passion comes forth out of you. I promise you, just because you thought the curtain in your life had closed, you think, my God, they're sleeping on me. The curtain's closed in my life. The expectation I had for my life at 40 years old, what in the world? What? No, the curtain had to close in order for God to set up the next scene. He said, it's not about becoming. It's about unbecoming all the things that you strive to be like somebody else. I'm putting you in a lane all by yourself. It's being faithful, even when you don't want to be. And one day you're going to wake up and your name's going to be everywhere. Why? Because he knows he can trust you with little, with light, with more. He can trust you. So you got to just keep on moving. Pick your leg up and move.
I love it. Gina G, I know you got to say something. Gina G, fire.
Well, good morning. I'm sweating under my armpits right now. That's what's happening. So my question to you, I would really, really like for you to elaborate more on asking God for that fire. Seems like that was something that you asked for numerous of times, you know, during prayer. Can you speak more on that, if you don't mind? Because some people may need a pick-me-up, you know. Some people may need something to tell him to get them started. That makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I would be so consistent with right now, realizing that right before you're about to break through, you feel the pressure. You don't feel like doing it. You feel like throwing in the towel. You feel like giving up. And that's when you have to press harder. I began to pray specifics. I learned how to open my mouth. And I learned how to decree and declare. I realized that out of your mouth, it says life and death in the power of my words. I would get up every day and I would begin to tell myself, I would say, God, today, let me have a zeal. Let me, when I walk into a room, if I just touch somebody, they get saved. Let me be full of you. I would just talk to myself. I became my biggest cheerleader. And I would just push and push even to this day. Whenever I wake up and I'm tired, I'm walking through something I never thought I'd have to walk through, and I just really don't feel like getting up and being an encouragement that day, I will press my way through. One thing that I have learned in life is that, God, you can go get in every healing line you want to get in. You can be on every prophet call you want to get on, but until you make up in your mind that it ain't over until God says it's over, until you make up in your mind, as long as I have a pulse, God, you got a plan. So today, I'm moving. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what you're doing in this situation, but Lord, I thank you for the fire in my belly. I thank you for strength in my belly. I thank you that depression does not know my address. I thank you, Lord, that you're working things in my favor. Romans 8:28. I'm going to hold on to that scripture. I think it's getting up and starting your day, walking around your house, put on Waymaker as hard, as loud as you can in your house, and walk around your house just singing it to you. Encourage yourself in the Lord, because the enemy ain't going to let up on you. He ain't going to let up on you. And he's always going to work 6 inches between your ears. He's going to tell you it's over. He's going to tell you you're never going to recover. He's going to tell you this corona has set you back in such a way you might as well just give up. And then we get this crazy thought in our head that if we give up, I'm just going to give up. Well, giving up, what in the heck is that going to do for you? It's going to prolong you in the corona season, right? Get up. Don't allow yourself to think those thoughts.
Yeah.
Girl, oh my goodness.
Honey,
all right. I'm telling you.
We got to do it, y'all.
One more hour.
One more hour. I know, right? So here it is. Shut hell up. When the enemy enemy brings up your past, remind him of your future. Shut hell up. Real talk. Kim, go get your copy.
Go follow her on all social media.
Go on and watch her on her talk show, brand new. I mean, your testimony right there, it just blessed every soul, I'm sure, because they look at you and they don't know what was behind all of that. They don't know that you just came out of some of that. And they don't know none of that, but until today. So I am so thankful for your transparency.
Amen.
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Yes.
I am all over social media. All over social media is Real Talk Kim. Just go Google Real Talk Kim. I'm going to come up.
Exactly.
RealTalkKim.com.
She done had 4 likes to, I don't know, millions and millions of likes. So I'm just saying.
Crazy.
God will do it, honey. God will do it. Be consistent.
6 years ago. Stay strong. Stay strong,
6 years ago. 6 years ago.
6 years ago. I was in special ed. How am I writing books? Totally special ed. Yes. My whole life.
What? Oh, my God.
I had a whole parapro eat lunch with me. Yes.
I'm getting a book.
I can't. Yes. You guys need to go get a copy of her book right now. Go. It's everywhere books are sold. Go get it. I love you. Real Talk.
I love Pastor you guys. Kim. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you.
Please do a drop for me. Please do a drop for me. Pastor Bishop. I'm calling him Pastor Bishop. Hello? She gone?
Hello?
Okay, Pastor Kim, can you let producer Doug do a drop with you, please, for me? Can you do that for me, please?
Absolutely. And say my name, too.
Yes.
And please, me on this one.
Tell you. Okay, Doug, thank you so much. Listen, this is the end of the show. Live healthy, live whole. Doug is going to take care of you, Pastor Kim. And you guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you. Until next time, tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.